Now, before we talk, I want to share with you something very special. Because every once in a while, we get a birthday present that we can share with others. And this year, I got a birthday present that I could share with others. And now I'm going to share it. And this one, dedicating Mataji, or other pet names that we call her sometimes, but she may be a birthday present. Now this present is also a present for all of you, because it is meant to help you not see with the attachment to false ego that causes us to live forever in the material world, but to change, to shift that attachment from false ego to real ego, to shift our attachment from Maya to Krishna. Now we have to go to the mystical flash drive and under slide, so there it is. It's remember Krishna. This is the point. Well, are we ready to the amplification also ready to go through there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need the microphone?
It's good.
And how long is this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question after this slideshow is finished. And I'll tell you what it is now, and you can consider it. Why did I choose to stop the kirtan and show you this slideshow? Okay, say it, so you don't have to answer the question now, you have to see the slideshow. Okay, now please turn off the light, and instead of darkness, you will have illumination. Don't press the blue ball, or else we'll all get loopy. We don't want that to happen. Wait first, before you. There's the Prabhupada time. And there is. Nari Manohar. There we go. He's very, very. Very well. Look at this. What is. What word comes to your mind? Raise your hand. What word comes to your mind when you say, yes,
beautiful.
Youthful. Anyone else? What word comes to your mind? Yes.
Sweet.
Sweet. Anyone else?
Charming.
Shy. You haven't looked at his eyes. Don't look at his eyes. What other word? Yes.
Mysterious.
Okay, now look at Prabhupada. When Prabhupada is in that mode, you don't want to. What word would you use to describe Prabhupada? Raise your hand. You have to look also. How would I call on you if you don't look and raise your hand? Raise your hand. What word? Yes.
Regal.
Regal. What other word? Yes.
Intense.
Yes.
Authoritative.
Yes.
Should I put what is making a point?
Definitely making a point. What's the mood you usually use when you're making a point though? Like this. My Prabhupada's using this one. He's really making a point. But look at his demeanor. What mood do you see?
Compassion.
Look.
Compassion.
Compassion, concern. Meditative, because he's taking something that's in his heart.
Love for
Krishna?
Love for
Krishna? Yes, that's what it is. Okay.
Real ego.
It's the real ego. Okay. Now we'll hear what he's actually going to do. We want to make sure it's loud enough to make it loud in case you can hear. To make it so simple. Remember Krishna 24/7. 4 hours of the day.
Remember Krishna 24 hours a day.
This material sky is covered Therefore, the nature of the material sky is darkness. Now at night, we are experiencing the real nature of this material world. It is darkness. Artificially, it is being illuminated by the sun, by the moon, by the electricity. Otherwise, it is darkness. So this illumination is God. You have to understand. This illumination. Everyone is God. The stars, literally, stars, they are also reflection of the sun. Similarly, this electricity is also a reflection of sun. The diamond, the jewel, everything that is reflection of sun. So, we can remember God or Krishna when we feel some illuminating property. Some of us further issues, when we chant Devut Mantra, Om Tadrukham Paramam Padam Sanata Shri Suraya, Om Guru Bhuvatsa Tashvarji Dharanam Dharmu Bhuvatsa Devani, that is Omkar, Om. That is the beginning. The Omkar is addressing, just as we are addressing Hare Krishna, this is also addressing O Hara, O Krishna, the Omkar is also addressing. So this Omkar is Krishna, is God. Manana Sarvadeva Vishnu, Sabda Kheta Vyasana Vishnu, and Sabda means sound. Whenever you hear some sound, this is not, this is vibration of the transcendental sound. The sound is real vibration, but it's pure spiritual sound. But any sound in the material world, that is reflection of that spiritual sound. So when you hear sound, you can remember God. When you drink water, you can remember God. When you see some illumination, you can remember God. And when you chant some mantra, something, that also you can remember God. So where you cannot remember God? Everywhere. This is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. Always, 24 hours, we can remember Krishna. But that remembrance means that Krishna is with me. Krishna is already with me. But as soon as you remember, that is factual. Anyone who becomes Krishna conscious, by this way of guidance, he becomes free. Thank you very much.
Jayam Svah Paramahamsa Paribhradakacharya Sutara Sarasumad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Jai Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Ramacharya Srila Vilas Thakur Ki Jai Prince Maho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Sri Advaita Gadadhar Suvakadi Gaur Saptavinda Ki Jai Siddhiradha Krishna Gopinath Dham Kundaradha Kunda Bhrigavadhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Savadvip Dham Ki Jai Sangamayan Ki Jai Yamunamayan Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Saudita Bhaktavinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you very much.
coming on this subject, what struck you the most from this writer again?
Prabhupada's simple way of showing us how Krishna manifests in everything. It's a simple explanation.
Right now, if you could understand Prabhupada's words by coming through the lecture quite well. Anyone remember anything else? Yes?
You were talking about Prabhupada.
Krishna consciousness is remembering Krishna always.
What did Prabhupada say? If you remember Krishna, then? It's free. He is with you. Krishna is there.
Remember
him. Yes. Why should I like to show this side to our meeting?
You remember Krishna?
Yes, for sure. Yes?
Krishna is Srila Prabhupada, so that he is still in the
family. Yes. Very
bad.
Krishna
is coming
to Krishna. Very
fast. Yes. He is still in the family. Yes, yes. All good
reasons. But what I was specifically thinking is that if we all think for a moment what we were doing 24 hours a day, 24 or 18 or 16 or 12 hours ago, none of us were sitting here at a retreat. We were all involved in our lives, our service, our work, in so many different things. And how to get us from that point to this point where we're here for the next several days specifically trying to remember Krishna. Directly trying to remember Krishna and keeping Krishna with us always by thinking about it. So I thought to get from there, what I usually am thinking, seeing things separate from Krishna, to the point where I'm sitting right here amongst the devotees chanting Hare Krishna, to bring my mind to where my body is not always easy. To bring the mind to where the body is always easy. It takes time. And the key to that would be to think of Krishna, to see how Krishna is in everywhere in our life. So Krishna was with us yesterday at the old country, just as he is today, right now. Anyway, that's what I was thinking. How to bridge the gap between the great world out there and our time together in a retreat where we're specifically trying to keep our minds focused in Krishna consciousness. That's what I mean. Because there's such a tendency, even when we chant Krishna's name or do some service for Krishna, there's such a tendency that our mind takes that as an opportunity to wander all over the universe. And I didn't want my mind to be wandering all over the universe now. I wanted to take advantage of this very, very special opportunity we have in this weekend to, in a focused way, remember Krishna. Because every place can be turned into a holy place. Every place can be turned into a holy place. Vishwa Purna, what's the last word? Vishwa Purna? Who said that? Okay,
Who said that? Okay, who said that? Who said that? Okay.
The whole universe can be a happy place. We usually say Bhutalayam Ashastratam Anitya Asuka Lokam, a miserable place. But Kabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says this is a corner to Kaya place. If we learn how to remember Krishna and to live in Krishna's mercy. So this weekend is a special opportunity we have to take a step closer to Krishna by being here amongst so many devotees who are very serious, have come here for one reason, and that is to increase their remembrance of Krishna. Now, this year,
indicating this very next slideshow that's called by speaking.
So I wanted to reciprocate. So last year I gave her one. Being always trying to keep one step ahead. Okay, now we have to go back to our very esoteric there it is. Which one is it again? No. BBTLOGEXE. See what happens if you double click on it. Let's see if we can go into the spiritual world or not. Happy birthday, Devi. Yes, this is the one. Let's see if there's even sound with it. There should be sound already. Uh-oh. There's no sound coming. But it could be that there's no sound. No,
thank you. Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Thank you. Yamuna Tira Vanatani Jaya I ask aspect of the Prabhu what we would like him to speak about, and he suggested that I should speak about one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya. So I chose that purpose to speak on the subject matter of the example and the extraordinary nature of Srimad Mahaprabhu fully. So we can hear something that is moved and something that is significant and also something that is pastime in these couple of days. And we have a couple of partnerships that happen to coincide with those stories. So I thought this might pop in the afternoon when people's attention was a little less than in the morning.
No.
A little less. After ping pong.
Not these though.
Not these,
other
just maybe the children. So we just keep it a little bit light and happy and see something more
than two. And I personally have to say something about Guru Maharaj because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would read, would hear from Gadadhar Pandit when he was in Jagannath Puri. He would hear from Gadadhar Pandit, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially he would hear from Gadadhar Pandit about two boy devotees, Dhruva Maharaj. He's only 5 years old. How old are you?
Yeah.
He used to be left. And you? You'll catch up soon. How old are you? Okay. This one is very deep. Very serious. You listen to one very carefully. What's his name? So Mahaprabhu would hear the pastimes of Dhruvaraj and Chaladmaraj hundreds of times. Hundreds of times he was loving that stuff and he wasn't thinking, oh, I heard this before, it's the same thing, why do we have to hear the same thing? But rather, each time he would cry and cry and cry. And my question rhymes with cry, it's why? What was he seeing and hearing or seeing through his ears in the story of Dhruvaraj and Chaladmaraj, he was trying to hear about Dhruvaraj, that touched him so deeply again and again, so deeply and more deeply. And of course, I'm not going to tell you, but you have to hear and see what you can hear, or hear what you can see. So we shall speak about Dhruvaraj. What time do you begin?
In the morning, 7:30.
Do you begin on time or in the standard acceptable time? Probably in the standard acceptable time.
It's very strict in the morning, otherwise
we'll have to make
everything
right for the class. And then I begin at what time? 7:30? Yes. Okay. Will you be there? Okay, because it's already my talk. Okay, good night, sleep, and chant very, very good rounds, and be ready to hear about Mother Vendra Puri and Big Mother. And in the evening, Krishna Lily will still hear some afternoon and some more on Mother Vendra Puri and things, and in the evening. Past times at Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much for coming. Welcome, also.
Welcome, Mahaprabhu. I'm Prabhupada.